Good morning, everyone.
Good morning.
First, I would like to give thanks to Pastor Rick, Pastor Robin, and also Pastor Robert. You're just so supportive, and also Sarah, for standing there with me when I went through all of my life challenges. I bring you greetings as a faithful believer of Jesus Christ. And I have been attending Celebrate Recovery for almost 3 years. And I believe the program is just absolutely amazing. Over 30 years ago in 1991, Pastor John Baker, he implemented this program. He submitted it to Pastor Rick Warren to begin a ministry to help those who have hurts and hang-ups. So I'm just going to give you a little bit of an explanation of how, according to the 8 principles, it has helped my life. Principle number 1, realize I am not God. I admit I'm powerless to control my tendency to do the wrong thing and that my life is unmanageable. Matthew 5:3, happy are those who know they are spiritually poor. My name is Melissa Francis. I am a faithful believer of Jesus Christ. I'm here to discuss how God has delivered me from grief, anxiety, and feeling of failure. Yes, when you look at this the outside, you see a person who appears happy. But this woman of God came to Amazing Grace, Celebrate Recovery, broken. I had just experienced the death of my mother. 4 months later, my pastor died. The uttermost was the loss of my relationship with my sister. Through it all, God said to me, you will have peace. Principle number 2, earnestly believe that God exists, that I matter to him, that he has the power to help me recover. Matthew 5:4. Happy are those who mourn, for they shall be comforted. The first day I attended Celebrate Recovery in small group, I said, many women here are here for addiction, and my hurt is entirely different. With this recovery group, helped me deal with my grief and anxiety. I spoke to the group leader, Sarah, and she said, you're in the right place. I was obedient, and in April 2021, I celebrate 3 years attending Celebrate Recovery Amazing Grace. When God directs your life, he will send you to the right people to help you grow. Pastor Robert and Sarah were the people who helped me to reach healing in my life that I've never experienced before. They also encouraged me to go back to pursue my academics. Principle number 3, consciously choose to commit all my life and will to Christ's care and control. Matthew 5:5 states, happy are the meek. The following year, journey began. I enrolled in college after 32 years to pursue my master's. I decided to major in human services with a concentration in Christian counseling. I tried to pursue my master's of divinity prior to but did not complete it because of life challenges. However, I'm here today to state with God as my tutor, motivator, and Mark Allen as my best friend. I'm a graduate of Unity University, December 19th, 2020. Principle number 4, openly examine and confess my faults to myself, to God, and someone I trust. Matthew 5:8, happy are the pure in heart. I looked in the mirror and confessed to God I was angry for the loss of my father at age 5. I was angry for the loss of my mother from complications of Alzheimer's. I was angry for the sudden death of my pastor, Alexis Thomas. I also admitted I was tired of constant bouts of depression. As I look in that mirror, I saw the hurt and said, self, it's time to heal. Every week I attend a CR, I feel the old me changing and the new person that God designed me to be emerging. I eventually decided to roll in a step group of Camelback Church. Yes, it was time to confess my faults to someone I trust. Yes, that was difficult to speak to others of my character faults. I did not complete that step study. However, I'm in a step study now and I've completed 7 months. And my ultimate goal is to become a step study leader for women here at Amazing Grace. Number 5, voluntarily submit to every change God wants to make in my life and humbly ask him to remove my character faults. Matthew 5:6, happy are those whose greatest desire is to do what God requires. Yes, the character defects were intense, especially when I had to discuss 55 relationship with my sister. I had to confess to my hurt, which was not easy. Then I had to apologize for the pain when I caused her without her even apologizing for anything she had done. I walk in the victory that God enabled me to express my feelings, forgive her, and invite her to CR. She only attended one service, but that seed had been planted. I believe she will begin her healing in the future. When God starts working in your life, you see the changes, Dee. You learn to turn your eyes to God when you're hurting, when you're alone, and he embraces you with love, grace, and patience. Your prayer time is the most intimate time with God, a time that is free from trials and tribulations of the world. Each day, it's important to you to dedicate to time to writing your feelings down as well. Read them out loud, if necessary, release that hurt, and watch how God will see you through the pain. Principle number 6, evaluate all my relationships. Offer forgiveness to those who have hurt me and make amends for the harm I have done to others, except when to do so would harm them or others. Happy are the mercifuls, Matthew 5:7. Happy are the peacemakers, Matthew 5:9. For the past 14 years, I've evaluated all my relationships, how well I wrote down all my feelings of the people I hurt. Then I went to each person and asked for forgiveness. Many of the conversations were difficult, but I asked God to monitor the words from each conversation. Each person spoke their feelings, and also my children and I continued to mend our relationships post-divorce. My son was angry because of our way of life as the family changed. He is now 22 years old and finally maintaining a job in his first apartment. My daughter is married with 3 children. She's blessed to be home with the children. She sees the fruit of being at home during this pandemic. The children have been homeschooled for a year. The baby is now walking and talking. She has developed her personality, and I never imagined how wonderful being a parent and grandparent could ever be. Principle number 7, reserve a daily time with God for self-examination, Bible reading, and prayer to know God and his will for my life and gain the power to follow his will. Each day, I begin my day with prayer, talking to God, giving him thanks for blessing me with more day to serve. Each of us has a purpose that we must remember to be obedient and give all praise and glory. Everything we are today is because of God. I confess today that to no one will I ever love more than Jesus. The Holy Spirit will always guide your thoughts when you submit your prayer requests. I know it may seem small to think of the power of prayer, but I'm a living testimony of his grace. I was homeless, and he provided me with a new construction home. My car was stolen, and God provided me with a new car. I was working jobs, making only minimum wage as a housekeeper with a college degree. Now I'm working as a manager, supervising employees. I have maintained that job for 10 years. I couldn't get relationships right. Now I'm blessed with a God-fearing man who loves God as much as I love God. I finished my education in 2020. In 2021, I am now a notary and celebrate recovery landing leader. I'm thankful for all that God has blessed me. Only he can take a broken vessel and mold that person into the perfect being to reach out and show his amazing love and grace. Principle number 8, yield myself to God to be used to bring his good news to others, both by example and by my words. Happy are those who are persecuted because they do what God requires, Matthew 5:10. Celebrate recovery will allow you to submit and admit your hurt and hang-ups. With the submission, God will restore our sanity once we decide to turn our lives and our wills to the care of God. We admit to God and to another human being the nature of our wrongs and asking God to remove all of our character faults. Through prayer and meditation, we keep a conscious contact with God, praying for knowledge of his will for us and the power to carry that out. I thank you so much for sharing.
Thank you. Thank you, Melissa. And may God continue to bless you on your road to recovery and your journey in Jesus Christ. Amen. Thank you.